Over 2 million American adults have hepatitis C, and cases are rising. We've had a cure for nearly a decade, but experts say hepatitis C has been difficult to eliminate because of the high cost of treatment. In 2019, Louisiana and Washington State partnered with drug companies to try to resolve the cost issue. But a new investigation by the health and medicine publication STAT found those states are nowhere near reaching their goals. Let's bring in Nicholas Florco. He's a reporter with our partners at STAT. Nicholas, good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So let's explain first something about this disease. If untreated, hepatitis C can cause liver disease, liver cancer, and death. So explain more about why it's been so difficult to eliminate despite the existence of these miracle drugs. Is cost the main issue here?
Well, cost is certainly an issue, but it is not the only issue. Hepatitis C unequally affects certain vulnerable groups in our society, like those that use IV drugs, those that experience incarceration, and those are groups that are particularly hard to get into treatment. And so what we've learned is that while the cost of these drugs is certainly a barrier to treatment, there's a number of other barriers that have been really hard to get around. And that's really what we were seeing in these states that you mentioned, Louisiana and Washington, who have tried to eliminate the virus and are frankly really struggling.
Right. Well, let's talk about that effort that Louisiana and Washington State undertook back in 2019. They tried dealing with the cost issue by partnering with pharmaceutical companies to buy an unlimited supply of Hep C drugs for a set fee. It was called the Netflix model. How did that work?
This Netflix model is basically like a subscription model for drugs. So instead of a state paying for each dose of a drug that's prescribed in a state insurance program like Medicaid, for example, the state pays a drug maker a flat fee for essentially an unlimited supply of that drug for a set period of time. While that seems simple, it really hadn't been tried before, especially not for these really costly drugs like Hep C drugs that can run, you know, up to $94,000 for a course of treatment. And it seemed like it'd be a way that would allow these states to treat a huge amount of people for a comparably manageable cost.
And how did it work?
Neither state is close at this point to eliminating the virus entirely, which was their ultimate goal. And we've really learned that there are barriers beyond just the cost. So, you know, I think the situation in Washington is particularly striking. I mean, this state had pitched a number of public health interventions like testing and treating in emergency rooms and drug treatment facilities to make sure that they were getting these folks into treatment. But those things never happened. And the state was upfront with me that basically those initiatives just never were funded. And that's really having an impact. I mean, Washington is now, their Medicaid program is now paying for less prescriptions for these drugs than they were before this Netflix model was ever created. And that's frankly just a really bad sign for a state trying to eliminate this virus.
Wow. I'm reading that both states have also focused on getting hepatitis C drugs into prisons, which have some of the highest rates of infection. Is anything working in those facilities?
I mean, essentially, in the previous times, essentially no one was getting access to these drugs, and many incarcerated people were dying preventable deaths because they couldn't access these treatments. But in Louisiana, for example, now more than 1,000 people in the state's correction systems have been treated. And the state has also stood up a massive screening effort to actually catch cases of hepatitis C. So that's really encouraging. I mean, there is more work to be done, especially in stepping up treatment and testing in jails across both states, which typically house people before they go to trial. But this is definitely one of the silver linings and proof that, you know, an initiative like this, if funded well and if resourced correctly, can actually work.
Nick, the White House is now launching a multi-billion dollar effort to try to eliminate hepatitis C nationwide. But as we've been discussing, lessons from Louisiana and Washington State tell us that there are big obstacles here that go beyond cost. What should the White House take away from these states, from the lessons from these states?
Well, the White House really needs to take away that this is about more than just stockpiling drugs. There needs to be this sustained public health campaign that focuses often on this really micro level. I mean, really meeting people where they are and getting them into treatment. And I did speak to Francis Collins, the White House science advisor for this story, and talked to him about the situation in Louisiana and Washington. And, you know, he made clear to me that this initiative that's yet to been publicly announced, they're looking at an $8 to $10 billion initiative. He made clear that they're understanding these lessons learned, and they will fund these sort of micro-level interventions. But even he did acknowledge, too, that this is going to be really hard. I mean, he told me in our interview that we're going to eliminate hepatitis C not because it's easy, but because it's hard.
Well, that's Nicholas Florko, a reporter with our partners at STAT. Nicholas, thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for having me.